Working remotely can be a challenge, especially for teams that are new to it. How do you deal with your work environment being the same as home while staying connected and productive? And then there's your newest coworker, the cat. Well, your friends at Trello have been powering remote teams globally for almost a decade. At a time when teams must come together more than ever to solve big challenges, Trello's here to help. Trello, part of Atlassian's collaborative suite, is an app with an easy-to-understand visual format plus tons of features that make working with your team functional and just plain fun. Trello keeps everyone organized and on the same page, helping teams communicate, focus, and connect. Teams of all shapes and sizes at companies like Google, Fender, Costco, and likely your favorite neighborhood coffee shop all use Trello to collaborate and get work done. Try Trello for free and learn more at Trello.com. That's Trello.com. Trello.com.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Yeah. It's week 3 of the Vanderpump Rules After Show, and it's all about the party drama.
We saw two different parties this week, the girls' wine night and Jax Taylor's 40th birthday party, both of which ended in very similar ways.
In this week's exclusive BravoTV.com After Show, Jax questions Tom Sandoval's gift-giving intentions.
I thought it was a great gift. We also have the servers talking about the real prank Randall Emmett wanted to pull on Sandoval. Tom Schwartz reacts to his comments towards Katie Maloney Schwartz. Sheena Shea responds to being called a middle-aged party girl. And Kristen Doty reveals how she really felt about not being invited to Katie's wine night.
Plus, Stassi Schroeder explains why Lala Kent is the Erica Jane of Vanderpump Rules. Raquel Levy reflects on her argument with Lala at wine night. Lisa Vanderpump responds to if she will check up on James Kennedy forever. And Brittany Cartwright opens up about Jax's foot fetish.
I'm still recovering from learning that information about him.
Eric, you have to watch Vanderpump Rules from the beginning.
Okay, adding it to the queue.
So here's all the insider information that may help you get a better understanding of some of the bigger moments that happened in this past week's episode.
You also gave Jax a pretty kick-ass present.
I want you to open my gift.
What the hell is this? A samurai sword?
Signed by Randy Jackson, dude.
Oh, my God.
I've been trying to do that for years, and finally I was asking around, and finally, like, met a friend of a friend who used to be an assistant to him, but knew his new assistant, and I just kept pressing, and eventually we got a hold of somebody who, like, directly, like, his top assistant, and we were able to, like, go there and get it. And then I'm like, well, I don't have a ninja sword, so I had to, like, go find, track down ninja sword.
This is, like, the dedication,
right? The tenacity. I want to say I have it, but there's no way I would do what he had to do to get to Randy Jackson.
How did he react to it?
He was so cool. He was so cool. He was so nice. I was so appreciative. He was so funny. He watched the show.
Yeah.
He knew who Jax was. He's like, oh man, that dude went and got married.
Yeah.
What did you think of Sandoval's birthday present?
See, but this is the thing with Tom. See, I know what people say, like, look at all the stuff he does. To me, and I don't mean this the wrong way, he does this, look what I did. Look what I did.
So you're feeling that he only does it for you?
Absolutely, 100, not just me, for everybody else. Absolutely, and I'm not wrong about that.
He knows Sandoval will always go above and beyond if he's, like, feeling it, like, for sure. Yeah. We all know that about...
He's passionate
about
it. Yeah,
we all know that about Tom.
He does, like, he likes a show.
Mm-hmm.
He likes everyone to see it.
Hopefully it did come from the bottom of his heart, and hopefully he really did want to do that and go above and beyond for Jax. But the way that their friendship had been going, where he wasn't ever talking to him or ever coming around or being a part of anything, maybe he really did want to, but...
It just felt differently for y'all.
Yeah.
Brittany, your house got TP'd.
Oh, yeah.
God, this feels so good, dude.
We gotta go, man.
We're not robbing a bank.
Oh,
what? The gardener's here. Hey, man, don't mind us.
What the hell is this? Oh, my God, these assholes.
I think I actually said, does a friend do this or does an asshole do this? That was, like, one of my comments.
That's, like, been kind of, like, low-key one of my like things that I've been really looking forward to with like my friends getting houses.
Yeah.
Like you can't teepee an apartment building.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like,
right.
My tree in my front yard, it's this beautiful magnolia, but it is ripe.
Begging for it.
It's just begging to be teepeed.
You didn't get mad when he teepeed the house, so.
I was very mad at that.
Were you?
Yeah, so were my neighbors. That was a whole mess. And I have, yeah, that's a whole nother story.
And then payback came. Tell me about that prank.
Oh my God. Oh my
God. Did you have any inkling that it was
I did, actually.
You did?
Once the cops showed up and it wasn't like for sound, like a sound complaint,
yeah,
noise complaint, I was like, okay, what's going on?
It was a little fishy.
Yeah. But I wanted to keep it going for other people.
How long did it take you guys to realize that it was a prank?
A minute. It took a minute.
I think up until until Randall like pulled him out of the car and was like, it's a joke. Everyone believed it.
I thought Jax was getting arrested. Yeah. And I didn't even know it was fake at this time. So I'm like freaking out, and because I didn't see Sandoval get taken out in handcuffs. I didn't see any of that. So I walk out to the car and I see Jax standing right by the cop car. And then Katie's going off over here, and I'm like just feeding into that, getting all mad and upset myself. And then I found out it was about Tom, and I was like, oh, you know, didn't really care anymore.
That was kind of funny. Yeah.
Randall wanted to do even a meaner prank. He wanted to prank Tom by saying that he had an investor coming in who wanted to buy a large portion of TomTom and also open up a new bar. But he wanted to meet at the opera first, and he was going to have Schwartz or Sandoval sit through the opera. Oh, and I was like, that's f***ed up. I said,
that's
if someone were to come
awesome.
In, see, I would be more offended by that. If someone came in and they were like, let's prank Lala by saying that Sephora
cruel.
Wants to buy,
that's cruel.
Give them Lala Beauty,
that's
I would
cruel.
Be so upset.
If
it would
mean,
hurt
yeah,
my feelings.
That would hurt my feelings.
So I
too.
Said, Rand, remember that time that you had the actor on your set arrested? You should do that to Sandoval. And he was like, oh my God, that's genius. And then he pulled it all together because Randall, he's a producer. He loves shit like this.
Randall pulled the prank of the year.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just so upset that Drax didn't tell me because it would have been so much better for me.
It would have.
If
you would have been on. Yeah.
Yes,
you, Lala, Drax, and Rand should
yes.
have been.
Yes. Yeah. So I thought Jax got TP'd, and then I thought he got fake arrested on his birthday. And I was like, this is the worst 40th birthday in the entire planet.
The police prank at Jax's birthday party was meant to be fun, right? But it took a turn.
Yeah, it was quite unfortunate.
It really wasn't that big of a deal.
The cop puts you in handcuffs and throws you in the back of a cab car, and you don't want us to react?
Katie, no, shut up.
No. It was not funny to me.
No, it's not funny. No. Shut up. It is funny.
I don't think it's funny, so why are you killing him?
We're ruining a great moment. We're laughing.
It's not a great moment.
Nobody gives a sh- about your
no
opinion.
Negativity.
I get where Katie's coming from. Like, yes, there's horrible things going on in the world, but it's okay. It was just a prank, you know, whatever. I don't even think Katie would have reacted that way if she was sober, honestly.
Katie was like stewing and she was really upset, visibly upset. I know that's my wife and I should be compassionate, but instead I got really annoyed. I thought it was really self-indulgent. She's like over there stewing. Like, that's not cool. I do not think this is funny. I. And I just was like, it really, really rubbed me the wrong way. And I was faced.
I was just, he was like poking at her though.
Well, I snapped. I like reverted back to like our 2009 dynamic. I was definitely way out of line, but in the moment, I'm so rarely reactive. Maybe it felt kind of good. Just to react.
What? He relishes in it.
No, I don't. I felt horrible. I could barely sleep.
Afterwards, yes.
It immediately felt.
But like in there, dude, like you'll.
So I make some. Really catty
he smiles.
Comments.
Yeah, he yeah. smiles. Really it's catty. Like, it feels good. It's like a release for him.
Do you remember yelling, this is why I don't have sex with you?
I said that?
Yeah, something like that.
Nobody gives a about your
no
opinion.
No negativity!
Shut your
mouth,
dude.
Do not say that. Do not say that.
I've never been more turned off in my life. Yeah. That's why I don't have sex with her.
Wow. Oh, God, that's horrible. Like, yeah. That's not true at all.
I was
God.
I was just cringing,
no.
dude.
You guys, don't
I
do
was
this
cringing
to me.
Too because it's like
don't do this to me, no.
It's like it's no, one thing God. For people to have an argument like behind closed doors, but you were like doing this in front of an audience.
I know, I just had snapped.
How'd you feel when Tom said that's why I don't have sex with her?
It kind of reminded me of when I said
of yourself?
Like, yeah. When I said this your dick doesn't
you
work.
You guys fight the same.
Stop talking. Talk about how your dick doesn't work either.
No, they fight the
like,
same.
Like, we go for the jugular a little bit.
It's like when Katie says, like, would go after my dick. Yeah. Like, my dick's great. It's she just, it's just like a thing. It's like a cheap shot. Yeah, but your dick doesn't work. Yeah. There's no history of my, let's not talk about my dick. But like, it's just a cheap, like, kind of lazy jab.
Like, we just say, like, outlandish, mean shit that we don't mean. And we don't take it seriously. Like, it's fucked up. And, like we hear it, and we might react to it, and it might hurt. But it's like, I don't
believe that.
He doesn't, I don't believe it. It's the same thing. Like, this is why I don't say for my wife. Like, okay, tiny dick. Like, that's what, I mean, like, he doesn't have a tiny dick, and that's not why he doesn't sleep with me. Like, A, his dick does work, and B, like, he does sleep with me. So, like, this is, like, dumb.
Amazing.
It's dumb, but the moral of what we're talking about is that he was being a asshole.
Sheena, you were filming a YouTube video with Brett, and Brett referred to you as middle-aged.
Yeah. Oh my God, I remember that!
You are now what, 34?
34.
Looking good, looking good.
Thank you, it's Botox. Highly recommend it, guys.
She's a little bit older than me. She's a middle-aged woman. I didn't mean to say it like that. I don't know why.
What age is middle-aged?
And you're 30. I'm middle-aged. Like, I'm 31. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like we're at that, like, because, like, you hit,
I think middle-aged is, like, 26 to 36.
I would say 30 to 40.
Is that middle-aged?
I would say 20s is just its own thing, like 20s, you know? And then you get to 30, and you're like, okay, 30s, and then maybe I should be settling down. Maybe I should start a family. Sometimes it doesn't work out that way. But I just feel like we live till about, what? What is our life expectancy? 75? 80, right? As like nowadays. So if you cut that in half, what is that, 40?
Yeah.
Okay, Brett calls me middle-aged. I'm like, so you're saying I'm gonna die in my 60s? Like,
you might, I don't know. Freak accident.
Yeah, he's like, you know, for like a middle-aged single woman freezing her eggs. And I was like, bitch, that's I am not middle-aged, okay?
But that's like, how Brett talks. That's what I'm saying. Everything's like a biography. He's like, this day we had Jacob. It's January 4th. Him and Lisa are meant to be together. Let's be real.
Oh my God. He's also like 2 years younger than me. He's like the same age.
No, he's not.
He's like 32.
I thought he was 28 this whole time.
No, he's not that much younger than me. Call me middle-aged, motherfucker.
Crazy.
Who cares what age she is? She acts like she can rock and roll. She can party and be business.
Definitely, you know, doesn't act middle-aged.
Yeah, you know? she's business and she can party. So like whatever, you know what I mean? Whatever age that is, good on you. Like, you know what I mean? She can party harder than I can sometimes. So
yeah, and she doesn't. Her personality isn't middle-aged whatsoever. But
yeah, so
it was very much centric to the idea that she was freezing her eggs. That's literally what it was about. It was very scientific, like. You know, a type of video. It wasn't like I was just like, well, Sheena, you're middle-aged, so let's talk about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's just women in their age, they get super defensive.
I know. And I did not mean anything negative by it. Honestly, I was literally just trying to get into the video, which in a very clinical, professional manner, you know? But whatever. With Sheena, it's never going to work out then.
Dr. Oz.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you feel like there's something that's blocking you from being truly happy or preventing you from achieving your goals?
With over 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists in all 50 states, BetterHelp Online Counseling is here for you.
Users can connect with counselors in a safe, private, and convenient online setting.
You no longer have to worry about meeting with a counselor in person. With 4 available communication modes, text, chat, phone, and video, you'll be able to make appointments through your desktop, laptop, and cell phone.
Go at your own time and pace while speaking to licensed counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, grief, and more. Anything you say is confidential.
If you're not happy with your selected counselor at any time, you can request a new one for no additional charge.
Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. Daily Dish listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code DISH. That's D-I-S-H.
So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/dish.
Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with the counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/dish.
How'd you feel knowing you're the only girl who wasn't invited to a wine night?
That's so precious.
I don't know who will be posting, but I wanted you to hear it from me. I'm about to head over to Katie's. She's doing like a girls' wine night at her house tonight.
That's precious.
What were you hoping to get out of telling Kristen?
I just wanted to let her know. Like, that was just me being a good friend, being like,
hey, just FYI, Raquel is invited to Katie's house tonight and you're not. So you're probably going to see this on social media because there's going to be about 20 girls there. As your friend, I just want to give you a heads up and I'm so sorry that I'm the one doing this, but like, who else is going to? I'd rather her find out from me than see it on Instagram and see Raquel, no offense, but like, of all people, at Katie's house. And then like, Charlie and Danica, who like Katie doesn't know. Every girl in West Hollywood is invited except like your supposed best friend that's f***ed up.
It's so purposefully mean and cruel and f***ing stupid and childish. It's one thing to have like a wine night with all of your friends and even some of the new girls at Sur, but to literally invite people that you don't even like, that you purposefully hate and leave me out when I live 5 blocks from you, I just think it's like really childish. That's where I stand.
It was not supposed to be any dig at Kristen. It was just timing. Sorry. I can't put my life on hold because I'm not friends with Kristen. I can't be like, oh, can't do any girl activities because I'm not hanging out with Kristen Doty and I don't want her to take everything I do as a personal dig. Like, I need to be able to still conduct my life and do things accordingly.
Selfishly, I was so relieved to know that Kristen wasn't invited to this wine night at Katie's house because she's the last person I wanted interfering in my conversations. Just because she's so like strung out on James and has this hatred towards him and everything surrounding him that like I can't have a normal conversation with her. And I know that she'd be butting into every single conversation I'd be having, whether it was with like Danica opening wine or like with Lala talking about
whatever. And that's just kind of her personality.
Why do you think she invited Raquel to her house?
It's a great question. I don't know.
I was shocked to see Raquel there too, honestly.
I don't know.
I think Raquel's a sweetheart and there's nothing wrong with that girl or whatever, but
She's fine.
It was just weird to see her at Katie's because I've just known that, you know, there's been such a thing there.
I have been trying to be more accepting of people, trying something new in my life for once. I'm actually not a bitch.
All the time.
Spoiler alert, I'm not a bitch. I think it's just, we tried the girls' night last year, and I just like attacked her for James.
He just went for something just so low and cheap and derogatory to be me, to hurt me.
And I think, you know, like, let's just try this again. I knew she just wanted to like, come and hang out.
She's kind of like Sheena that way, where she just wants to feel
included. Wants
to come
and hang out.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I just love to be
not included. Exactly. I want to be invited. I want to be invited. I'm not going to come, but I just want to be invited.
So I don't even need the invite.
At Y Night, things got heated between you and Lala, and she told you that she was going to remind you of your place.
The thing about Lala, she thinks she's better than other people, and that's not the case. Like, Lala, I know you have great style, you have great stylists, you've done red carpets,
so
have
you.
Randall,
so
and you're
have we.
Flying.
Yeah, we've all done, we've all accomplished.
Cares.
It doesn't mean that you're better than anyone else.
No.
And she needs to get her shit together and wake up.
Wait, she said you need
Lala,
to know your place.
Wake up!
Raquel, I want to make this very, very clear. For you to focus on Logan.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
Well, we're having a conversation that means two
then
people
Then let
can
me
speak.
Finish. I think you've forgotten your place, but I'm going to remind you. On your most vicious day, you're a yapping chihuahua.
You're a Rottweiler, we all know.
No, I'm a pit bull bitch. I'm a Michael Vick fighting dog.
Y'all scare me. Lala.
And Lala bullied the f*** out of her. Lala, you were so scary. If Lala were to yell at me like that, I don't think I could.
I feel like I was composed again. Do I have like personality dysmorphia? Because I feel like on all of these occasions, everyone's like, you were so scary. And I'm like, I thought I handled myself really well.
Lala seems to attack the people who are weak. And Lala seems to attack
who she thinks are weak.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because I'm not
No,
weak.
You're not. That's it's what I said. Nice I said people. That in my interview. I said that. I said, you know, I said it. Raquel does pageants. Don't get it wrong. Pageant girls have a whole other side of feistiness that they can tap into in 2 seconds that, like, no one will see.
And if it was another situation, like I said, Lala's a chihuahua. She just barks, 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 barks because she knows that person's not gonna bite.
I'm a fucking Michael Vick fighting dog boy. You know? Granted, I'm in love with the Humane Society. All those dogs ended up getting adopted into great homes. But those dogs were no fucking joke when they were thrown in to fight each other. So I was like, girl, you're a fucking yapping chihuahua ready to be thrown in with a fucking beast. And I don't want to have to fucking feast on you right now, but you're making me do that again. It happens all the fucking time. You walk into the lion's den during feeding time and expect not to get feasted on. Come on. Let's remember who the queens are and who the peasants be.
Erica Jane. I'm telling you, she's the Erica Jane of our show.
So you check in with James to see how his sobriety is going.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
All right, but you're doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. Still haven't drank. I've got a meeting
tomorrow. You know, I'm going out of town for a few days, but just because I'm on the other side of the world doesn't mean that I won't know what's going on.
I know. I won't be hiding anything from you, and I'm taking this really seriously, I promise you.
For the first few months, I think I called him nearly every day. I just wanted to make sure that, I mean, of course, I can't be calling him every day for the rest of his life. He's got to take his own responsibility for himself. But I just wanted to really reassure him, even if it was a text, how are you doing? And I used to say to him, James, if you're going to screw up, you've got to tell me. You can't be lying to me because I'm here and it's okay. I don't want you to screw up, of course, and I hope you don't. I'm not saying giving you permission to, but if you screw up, you've got to tell me. Don't lie to me. If you lie to me, we're done. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's kind of tough love, but it's what he needed.
She did call me every single day for months after that.
And did that help? Did you find that that
was... Yeah, absolutely. That really helps, you know. I know that this thing here is to do it for yourself and, you know, it's only going to better my life here, but, well, that's not true. It's going to better, like, the people around me, but, you know, I wanted to do it for Raquel and I wanted to do this for Lisa and I wanted to do this, you know, for my family and for my close friends because I know that I'm a better James when I'm sober. I'm 100 times better and it's like not only doing it for myself here, but I'm also doing it for all those people I just said, you know, Lisa, Raquel, my mom, my family, my brothers, my friends. I want to do it for them as well, especially Lisa, though, and Raquel, because, you know, those are my two ladies that, you know, I care, and my mother, obviously. But, like, you know, these are the people that I care about most in my life.
So at Jax's birthday party, he got a couple fun gifts.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy birthday.
Follow
so gross. Oh my God, there's a vagina on there.
I mean, it was funny because it had like my matching tattoo and like all that. And it really did look like my foot. Like it was weird because it really did. But I think it was gross. He never used it, okay? And we don't even know where that thing is right now. So I went down
and
one of our friends probably has it and uses it for all we know. Who knows? Yeah.
That was supposed to be for the bachelor party. I didn't know that these things were like custom molded upon order. So, and it was expensive. It was like $300. And it took like 2 months to get there. And it just came out of the blue. By then I had completely forgotten about it. And I opened up this package and I'm like,
It's so disturbing.
You could have seen the,
It looks like a real foot.
It's
and
so
then there's
real.
Just a vagina on it.
Yeah, and it's.
And if you squeeze it, it makes like, like suction sounds and shit.
Just for the record, I want to come clean and confess that we all took shots out of the vagina foot, and I did not do that. You didn't?
Did not do that.
What?
No f-ing way.
He did it. Does Jack still talk about your feet?
Oh yeah, he loves it. I make him rub my feet all the time.
Rub her feet all the time.
It is very weird that my entire family knows that Jax has a foot fetish because of the show.
What do you like about Brittany?
She has pretty hair.
Well, I know one thing.
What?
Her feet.
What?
Very awkward. Like, everybody knows that, so it's really weird. So... It's nothing crazy, though. I mean,
no, I just
what's the worst I do? Like,
girl, I hate feet. I am not knocking whatever your husband's fetish is. I hate feet. That's why I hate Tom Schwartz. I don't want feet anywhere near me. Yours are beautiful.
Okay, never have I ever taken a shot from a foot vagina.
You and me both.
Catch the Vanderpump Rules After Show every Tuesday night on BravoTV.com or Bravo's YouTube channel.
We'll be back with our regularly scheduled episode this Thursday.
You know we're going to be talking all things Vanderpump Rules.
Talk to you soon. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long, not just Thursdays. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at BravoTV.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, missing.